This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, left versus right. Folks on the left and folks on the right, you're both being played. Both sides lose, corrupt government wins. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln said. I'm teeing it up for next segment, friends. Our government rests in public opinion. This is Abraham Lincoln. This is what he said in 1856. Listen again. Our government rests in public opinion. What the people want, right? How could it be otherwise, said Abraham Lincoln. In 1859, he said, in a government of the people where the voice of all men of the country enter substantially into the execution or administration, rather, of the government, in such a government, what lies at the bottom of all of it is public opinion. What the people care about, what they want. Public sentiment is everything, said Abraham Lincoln. He replied to Stephen A. Douglas in 1858. He said, listen carefully, whoever can change public opinion can change the government. We're going to be talking about that in the up and coming segments. Whosoever and whoever can change public opinion can change the government. Really? Oh, if the only American people would take time to know the difference. It's not true at all. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government. Untrue. When the American people know the difference and enforce the law against that which is untrue. This text of George Washington's October 3rd, 1789 National Thanksgiving Proclamation, by the way, it's printed in the Providence Gazette and Country Journal on October 17th, 1789. Again, this is the President of the United States of America, the very first President of the United States, George Washington. This is what he said concerning his Thanksgiving Proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor, and whereas both House of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. What unifies us, America? Being unified as one nation under God. What exposes the enemies, friends? Being unified as one nation under God, friends. It's that simple. What weakens a nation? Division. What unifies a nation? Unanimity among the people. I go on. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November next, to be voted to be devoted by the people, of these states to the service of this great and that great and glorious being who is the beneficiary and the beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks for his kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation. For the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interposition of his providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled, friends, enabled, empowered to establish. Only God can do that. Concerning the constitution of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one, now lately instituted for the civil and religious Christian religious liberties, useful knowledge and friends, which we are blessed and the means which we have acquiring and diffusing, friends, again, useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which he has been pleased to confer upon us. This is George Washington's Thanksgiving proclamation, friends. Does that sound like the government that you see today, friends? Or do you see a counterfeit going on? The proclamation of George Washington back in 1795 and 1789. October 17th. They're two different proclamations put together, friends. George goes on, and also that we must then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations and beseech him to pardon our national and other transgressions to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all people by constantly being a government of wise and just and a constitution, friends, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness to us, and to bless them with good governments, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true Christianity, true religion, and virtue, which is the fruit of Christianity and unity with the Christ, and increase an increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. President George Washington said, given under my hand at the city of New York the third day of October in the year of our Lord 1789. When I read the headlines across the United States of America today, what you see is foreign to the American Constitution concerning our government. What you see in Christianity in America today, friends, is counter, friends. Not only counterproductive, but it's in contrast, direct contrast, and stark contrast concerning what we read in the Bible. And that's where it starts, friends. But do you see a separation, friends, between what George Washington, the first president of the United States, said? Or did he unite? And did these two sciences run together concerning Christianity and government? Of course. Of course. But again, this was the President of the United States of America, Proclamation 1789, October 17th, again, under the hand of George Washington. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866- 2330747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Liberty, friends, really quick. I take a couple minutes, and by the way, we want to give a shout-out to our friends over at Before It's News who broadcast live the show every day. Thank you to our friend Michael Roach over there. Thank you for your trust. With that said, during the break, I am doing somewhat of a little bit of an infomercial just to kind of make a statement concerning the shirts that are literally going out every day. We have one, friends, that talks about resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, which was coined by, and it's absolutely amazing. And I always have to throw this in here just so you understand why we're doing what we're doing. But we post these, friends, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21. And then we get these professors saying, that's in scripture, mockingly putting questions to me. And mockingly putting questions to our forefathers. And it's like, yeah, it is, as a matter of fact. And nowhere can you find in scripture where the church is commanded by God to submit to tyranny. You know, and I lay the question back to them. And what's interesting about it is, oh, scripture, huh? What an ignorant statement. Wait a second. This is what our forefathers established. Read the founding documents. And this is what I'll tell the people. Read the founding documents. What do they say? Before you stick both feet in your mouth, go ahead and read your founding documents and tell me the history of America, friends. And starting with the Mayflower Compact, then the Declaration of Independence, friends, then the Constitution. You can go to the Articles of Confederation if you want. Check those out, which preceded the Constitution. And that was a temporary constitution until it was finally established after and through the war. And go to the Bill of Rights. What do you mean they didn't say it? Look at the national seal. I mean, the Lord's fingerprints are all over this country through our forefathers who threw off tyrants. And I'll tell you what, when you give them a little history, you can just make a couple statements. Well, Thomas Jefferson said that. Well, of course, they never say anything back. A guy said to me yesterday, he said, enough of the ignorance. I'm sorry, he said, enough of the arrogance. I said, enough of your ignorance. And then he said, Happy Thanksgiving. So there is redeemable people out there. But friends, for the most part, we are dealing with an ignorant people. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God was said by President Thomas Jefferson. Romans 12:21 tells us, friends, that we are to overcome evil with good. We have another t-shirt here. Necessity is plea for every infringement upon human freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. William Pitt the Younger stated that. On the back of the t-shirt is Sons of Liberty. We have a variation of colors. Go to the store, get your t-shirt. And by the way, that's the tip of the iceberg. There's much to get. There's DVDs where we give our message, what we do across the country. It's called My War. We have books available that I have written and other people have written. There's t-shirts to make a statement, there, friends, to build you up in your faith and to take a stand, really, is what it comes down to, understanding that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the store. As well, friends, if you'd like to be a member or become a part of the membership here at the Sons of Liberty, we have hundreds of them, friends, across the country. sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to membership. And again, if you'd like to support, please do. Without your support, we're not here. And that's how it works, friends. That's why we take offerings. And you know as well, concerning those that have listened to me for years, I'm not a beggar. I'm just pointing my finger for you to go and meet the need, if possible, friends, if you could do that, especially during November and December, especially for ministries, because that's the hardest time for ministries. With that said, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and donate there as well. You can also check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, or Bradley Dean. Punch in those words. It will pull up, and you will see literally hundreds of videos. Make sure you've got the right one. There is a picture of me kneeling down in front of Arlington Cemetery. It's the same post that you might see on GCN. And by the way, thank you that you've made us the number one show today on GCN again across the country, broadcasting live into over 103 outlets, 104, forgive me. We just got picked up by another radio station out in New Mexico just this last week. With that said, you can check us out online, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Check out the videos, Bringing About Resolve, if you're willing to bring it. It is plain as the nose on your face as to how to do so, friends, making reference to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the Constitution and enforcing it. And you are the strength of that Constitution if you're willing to enforce it to bring about resolve. Isaiah 51, verse 4. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to say one more thing. We're being booked up again right now up until March. If it's kind of a situation where you'd like to have us come in and something that's already set up and we could fly in, we could fly out, we could drive in, we could drive out, there's room for that. But I just want to let you know that every month of the year over the last 20 years, friends, we are literally somewhere else different in the United States of America doing what we're commanded to do. That's our payday, by the way, is to be with the people, not to just talk over the airwaves to the people. We want to be a part of the answer. And lead the way as we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, the list goes on. And again, friends, with that said, I just want to let you know that if you'd like to book us at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We're going to be in Michigan, up and coming. We're going to be in Wisconsin, up and coming. We're also going to be in Arkansas, up and coming. So anywhere in between there or outside of that three-month window, go ahead and give us a call and we'll see what we can do. But you're going to have to help us, okay? We're also talking about going over to the East Coast right now. We have some people talking about doing some high schools over there. So with that said, friends, again, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I was talking about during the first segment, left versus right. You know the paradigm, right? You're both being played. So right don't think you're getting one over on the left, and left don't think you're getting one over on the right. You got to think three stages out concerning what's going on to catch on to what's going on. It's like peeling an onion back, right, or pulling the curtain back behind the players, going to the Masters and seeing exactly what it is that they are doing in this country today in order that we might deal with the issue and lay the axe to the root of the tree rather than the branches on the tree. But when you think that the left-right paradigm, friends, is, you know, one way or another, the left's getting their way now and the right's getting their way. No. I want you to understand something. The left versus right, I want you to understand that you're both being played, okay? Because both sides lose, corrupt government wins every single time. And I'm about to show you this. I want to get you your discerners. Get your discerners on, friends. And also get a pencil or a pen and some paper so you can write this down during this up-and-coming show. Abraham Lincoln said, whoever can change, public opinion can change the government. This has been in operation in this country for a long, long time. This is why you have an IRS. This is why you have an FBI. This is why you have a CIA. This is why you have a DHS. This is why you have a TSA. The list goes on. This is why you have an NSA, friends. Because if they were to follow the rule of law, they could not enact most of the bills that they pass, said Senator John Glenn. Okay? Again, going back to none other than Abraham Lincoln, he said it in 1856, whoever can change public opinion can change the government. And you know how they do that? They play the emotions of the people to forsake law and let emotion win out. You know, it was rightly said by President Eisenhower back in the 50s and in the 60s, those that forsake principle and take on their privileges soon lose both. That's exactly right. When you put your privileges above principle, friends, you soon lose both. And that's what's in operation here. When you put privileges above principles, Eisenhower said you soon lose both. And he's exactly right. Because again, going back to 1856, friends, Abraham Lincoln, whoever can change public opinion can change the government. I want to take this to the present, okay? And I want you to be open-minded about what I'm going to share with you today, okay, friends? Because many people today, and there are many, by the way, that have been used to play the right, you know, the Republican versus the left, the Democrats game, you know, the Republicans versus the Democrats game, and then you have the socialist versus the conservative game, and then you have the good versus bad game, not realizing that Americans are the pawns in the hands of the deceptive masters and designers that mean to, guess what, rule over you. And I just want to bring a reality check for most of you people that are caught up into this game, that when you succumb to this divisive ignorance of warring against one another, Mark 3:25, you end up giving strength to tyranny, and both sides lose, and the master wins. I'm going to expound a little bit more when we get back here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
Rain is falling in Northern California, which is helping provide relief to the firefighters battling the deadly campfire. The storms have the potential of bringing anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort. This is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
Airports across the country are jammed with holiday travelers. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaks to an extremely busy SkyCap who tries to stay upbeat at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, this is what I want you to pay attention to. You got to go to just, you got to go further than what you're told. You have to take it in layers to understand what's going on here. I was just highlighting the fact that many people today, and again, there are many, that have been used to play the right, the Republicans versus the left, the Democrats game, and the socialists versus the conservative game, and the good versus the bad game, not realizing that Americans are the pawns in the hands of the deceptive masters, the tyrants that are pulling the strings behind the scenes that mean to divide you so in the end, they win. And I'm going to give you some scenarios that have just happened in the last couple days here. And again, I have a reality check for you that when you succumb to this divisive ignorance of warring against one another, Mark 3:25, you give strength to tyranny. And again, both sides lose and the master wins. The tyrants win. Now, this is really important what I'm going to say next. What strengthens America against tyranny is unity under God. When you look in the Yellow Pages, friends, you look, boy, that's an old thought, isn't it? when you look in, I remember doing a little bit of a search on this, you'll find 300 to 1 concerning any religion outside of Christianity in the United States of America. And all the way up into the 60s, they were all preaching the same thing. And then once the government began to sanction attack on the church, well, the church, instead of, read Psalm 78, instead of the church standing up and warring when they were armed, guess what, friends? They tuck tail and they capitulate in the face of the battle that God commanded them to fight. And they gave way. They took it, friends. And through an oligarchy of all things, friends, where that means where few rule over many. And I'm not talking down to anybody that may know, but some people don't know. Now, I want you to just think about, again, keep an open mind here. While President Donald Trump and former presidents and criminal Barack Hussein Obama were busy filling the seats while the media is setting them at odds one against another and their never-ending and continuous promotion of yet another staged fight, which fills the seats, keep in mind it's all for the cameras, we need to pay attention to what's going on here. Because these people, what they don't think is that Americans do not know the difference, because they don't, friends. That's why they do what they do. They're writing off the ignorance of the American people. This is how they're forging their strength over the American people, is through ignorance, friends. We're now being told that a federal judge is ordering U.S. border to basically refute that of Donald Trump's order to send forth the military for border control concerning the illegals that want to come in the country. Here's the headline. In blow to Trump's immigration agenda, federal judge blocks asylum ban for migrants who enter illegally from Mexico. It's a wordplay, too, by the way. I need to type this. Hang on a second. I'm doing wordplay. It's interesting to note that people aren't catching on to this. But again, listen to this headline. In blow to Trump's immigration agenda, federal judge blocks asylum ban. Federal judge blocks asylum ban for migrants who enter illegally from Mexico. What? It's just like, what? Is nobody seeing this? Is nobody catching this? So in essence, friends, Trump is allegedly wanting to bar these illegals coming into America. By the way, pay attention to what I'm telling you, because I'm going to come back around on this. But it's interesting to note, I just watched him on a feed the other day talking about how they're coming in and we need them. And people aren't paying attention to what he's saying in between what you think he's saying. And more importantly, is what he's doing rather than what he's saying is what really matters here. Again, Matthew 7:16. But listen to this wordplay. In blow to Trump's immigration agenda, federal judge blocks asylum ban for migrants who enter illegally from Mexico. In other words, this judge is now saying that President Trump, you cannot enforce the laws against these immigrants. You can't do that. It was reported by the Washington Post, given to folks. I'm just showing you how they don't pay attention to the details. So I'm going to the mainstream media here. The Washington Post reports a federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from denying asylum to migrants who crossed the southern border illegally. They're telling on themselves. They're telling you that which they're advocating is unconstitutional. They're out of their scope of authority. They are acting as outlaws because it is an unlawful act. The judge is saying, listen, Trump, you can't do that. I'm going to go ahead and let those illegal migrants come over into the United States of America. And you're going to sit there and you're going to do as you're told. This judge said, now he hides behind Congress, said that the president violated a clear command from Congress to allow them to apply. Whoa, wait a second. They have access to come into the United States of America lawfully. That's not what they're doing. Now he's hiding, this judge is hiding behind Congress saying, listen, Congress said that they can come in illegally, so President Trump, you're not going to enforce the law. That's what he's saying. In a ruling late Monday, U.S. District Judge John Tigar of San Francisco issued a nationwide restraining order barring enforcement of the policy President Donald Trump announced November 8th, which he billed as an urgent attempt to stop the flow of thousands of asylum-seeking families across the border each month. The government has said it would allow only people who cross at legal checkpoints to request asylum. Do you think? Do you think? So we have a federal judge that wants Americans to believe that he's above the law when his job is to discover and apply law, who also wants you to believe that somehow it's okay for illegals to come into this country because the Congress has said that it was okay to come into America illegally. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. See, most people don't think this through. Now, hold on a second. This is what I want you to catch. Friends, either you're going to throw off those that pervert the Constitution, or else you're going to lose your country. It's just that simple. Read Article 2, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Hey, friends, what is President Donald Trump's excuse as to why he stands down and plays the impotent commander-in-chief? Pay attention. Before you get mad, pay attention. Now, wait for it. Wait for it, here it comes, and we knew it was coming. Donald Trump comes out and denounces his appointed contender, Barack Hussein Obama. And on his heels is the mainstream media, and right on cue with delivering up headlines that keep the seats filled, that keep the American people's eyes glued to the television, as if to suggest Barack Hussein Obama has any standing in saying anything in this country, friends. It's the same thing with Hillary Clinton. Who keeps him out there more than the mainstream media does, friends? Nobody does. Nobody does. Folks, they're not working for U.S. sovereignty. They're working for U.N. sovereignty. This is what people aren't paying attention to. In response, President Donald Trump said, this was an Obama judge. And I'll tell you what, it's not going to happen like this anymore. By the way, he said that right after he signed the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which funds these illegals coming into the United States of America behind the smoke and mirrors of March for Your Lives back in March. And it was all signed under the guise of national security when the bill did just the exact opposite. Pay attention. Donald Trump said this was an Obama judge. Really? An Obama judge? Really? A Barack Hussein Obama judge? A Donald Trump judge? A Ronald Reagan judge? A George Herschel Walker Bush judge? A George W. Bush judge? A Bill Clinton judge? Really? Really, America? Are you drinking the Kool-Aid here? All globalists, by the way. An Obama judge. This is what Donald, the President of the United States, said, that this is an Obama judge that's barring him from enforcing the law. Are you kidding me? Hey, friends, what does that mean, Mr. President, when you say an Obama judge? Does that mean that the judge works for Obama or for the American people in upholding the law that delegated the authority for him to have the privilege to be there in the first place? Or does he work for a certain party or a special interest group outside of the people that, again, delegated that authority? I mean, it's my understanding, friends, that they're there to uphold the law. But Donald Trump, in his confusion, blurts out the truth and says that's an Obama judge. Hey, folks, all judges, all those in a representative capacity in the United States of America that serve we the people, they all are there to uphold the U.S. Constitution. See, and this is what has been taking place in this country through divide and conquer, the left versus the right, the Republicans versus the Democrats, the socialists versus the conservatives, the good versus the evil. I mean, folks, really? We're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion. But here you have the President of the United States saying, this is an Obama judge. Oh, okay. Well, guess what, Mr. President? Barack Hussein Obama isn't the president of the United States of America anymore. You know, and Barack Hussein Obama had no problem transgressing, giving the American people the finger over 1,180 times. How about you at least keep one of your practices and promises and enforce the law against the likes of those that you promise to persecute? But most people don't think that far, do they? Nope. And that's why we're in trouble. We're going to come back to another example.
And the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Someone want to set me straight on this? Appointed judge blocking denial of asylum to caravan migrants. They're coming in illegally. The judge bars, allegedly we're told, Donald Trump from enforcing the law against the illegals that want to come in the country. And the judge says, no, listen, he can't do that. He can't enforce the law. Because Congress said otherwise. Well, let me tell you this. If it's not in the Constitution, found within the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, guess what? It is nugatory. It is null and void. And let me insert this. Common sense comes into play. America, you're allowing these people to subject you to dangerous people. See, these people believe they're above the law, they act accordingly, and it's interesting how they have gated communities and they have secret service, this, that, and the other thing. You need to understand, they don't think the way that you think. The things that you wouldn't do, they're doing every day. And they're not the type that you can help, they're the type that you must lawfully remove. But what does Donald Trump say? This was an Obama judge. I mean, mean, what, folks, he's doing nothing more than driving the wedge of division between the people in this country. That's what he's doing. And I want you to pay attention to this. When you do a little homework and you go around the back end of what you're being told by the lying CIA-controlled media, keep in mind, friends, that Donald Trump was the one that signed on to giving more funds to aid these immigrants coming into America. This is nothing more than controlled opposition. This is nothing more than WWE wrestling, which, by the way, Donald Trump was a part of. And until you figure out, and I'm going to give you a couple more examples with the next 8 minutes that I have left. But folks, keep in mind, they denounce it, but yet when you go around the back end, you'll find out they're the ones that are signing the bills to fund it. Okay? Trump administration funds sanctuary cities despite pledge angering supporters. You never heard this because it didn't come from the mainstream media. By the way, who put him into the People's White House? Who gave him all the attention that he needed? Who helped groom him every step of the way so he can incrementally take the People's White House? Which he did. Okay? And I can just, here's an answer back for some fool out there saying, oh, are you giving strength over to our enemies within? No, you are. But getting caught up into the left-right paradigm. You are, not me. Because if you were doing the right thing, we wouldn't have a left. If you were doing the right thing all the time, we wouldn't have to see headlines like this across the country every day of the week. No, we wouldn't have to. Going to the next one. Also, keep in mind, here's a PS for you, a posted script. Keep in mind, them that are attacking the current administration are not being prosecuted. They are, in fact, being rewarded. Did an article on that. And, of course, all of you Trumpites don't want to hear the facts to your own demise. My people would have it so, Jeremiah 5. And yet, again, the president's been given authority to prosecute, yet he has prosecuted no one to date. As a matter of fact, we're now hearing that Hillary Clinton's talking about running for office again. Of course she is. I told you that right when Donald Trump became the president within the first 41 seconds, when he told the American people that we owe literally, virtually, verbatim, he said that we owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for our service to our country. A week before that, he was talking about on national television, friends, how he was going to bring forth that special prosecutor, which he has failed to do. And what does she do? She attacks him at will, and he lets her do it. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama, worst president in history, he said. Then he meets him and he calls him A+, and we'll have many more meetings like this. I mean, folks, the guy's a blatant liar, is what he is. He's a liar. He's two-faced. He's a part of the program that you claim you're sick and tired of concerning the establishment in this country. Let me go to the next headline here. Okay? This one's great. This one's great. Headlines, judge orders White House to reinstate Jim Acosta's press pass. Hey, folks, sleight of hand. Pay attention to what I'm doing over here. Well, this is what I'm really doing. And what's not being said, again, the headline is judge orders White House to reinstate Jim Acosta's press pass. The New York Post writes, a federal judge on Friday ruled, said the almighty demigod, that the White House had to return press credentials to CNN's Jim Acosta, at least temporarily, rebuking President Trump's decision to yank them after a contentious press conference. Washington, D.C., Judge Timothy J. Kelly issued his ruling after hearing nearly 2 hours of oral arguments about the CNN's request for temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction on Wednesday. The judge emphasized that his decision was based on the Fifth Amendment. He's right. The judge emphasized that his decision was based on the Fifth Amendment, which is found in the Bill of Rights. Since Acosta was denied his right to due process, listen to the hypocrisy here, friends. And not on the question of whether the White House can bar reporters from the grounds. Really? Hey, friends, question. Where was this or any other judge when it comes to reinstating the American People's Press pass and their credentials and barring censorship when it comes to the like of Facebook, Twitter, and other big tech companies and their censorship? Where's our Fifth Amendment rights? Where's the judge to reinforce and to reinstate our freedom of speech? Well, I'm not asking him. I'm just telling you that right now. I'm not asking him or any other corrupt representative that works for us. No, I'm not asking for their permission to obey the laws that they're up to uphold. Hey, friends, where are those judges? I'm asking you. What? Listen to this. Somehow, CNN, the fake news network that creates and distributes false reports, gets preferential treatment by a federal judge. Why? Because it makes news. These are the headlines they want you to see. Why? Because it weakens the people to resist. Hang on a second. I mean, wake up, Americans. The Fifth Amendment applies to all of us. Why is CNN that's going out there and attacking anybody and everybody that doesn't align themselves with them, they're lied about, they're defamed, and yet for some reason or another, CNN and Jim Acosta, they have preferential treatment by a judge that said the Fifth Amendment applies here? What about our rights? What about our freedom of press? Where's the censorship? Where's the judge to stand up and put the kibosh on Facebook and Twitter and Google and Yahoo and big tech companies? Hey, folks, again, Americans watch the masters and the players, and Mr. President do nothing, does nothing. Who loses? You do. The American people do, of course. And all of this being played out by actors that you believe somehow or another are your representatives. Who wins? That's all I'm asking you. You can answer my point. My objective here is for you to answer the question. Who wins? Big government does. How so? Making the president look weak and impotent as he throws his hands up in the air in front of the world to see and acts as if he cannot do anything about the issues at hand? Hey, friends, he's the commander-in-chief. He's the commander-in-chief. Where is the law that is to be enforced on the behalf of the American people against those that are violating our rights? Think. The message behind the stage is to weaken the people's resistance. Because, after all, if the president cannot do anything about this lawlessness, then neither can you. And I'm here to tell you, friends, nothing could be further from the truth. And, of course, The Apprentice and the famous You're Fired, I Speak as a Fool, was in part the grooming process incrementally putting this guy in the people's White House. Because, after all, he received your approbations. He appealed to what you desire. Hey, folks, if not, then what happened to the commander-in-chief? What happened to the president's delegated authorities given unto him by the people? Again, this is nothing more than a police officer standing down when crimes are being committed. That's what President Donald Trump is doing. He's standing down when the crimes are being committed instead of calling them out and prosecuting them within his own ranks. Hey, folks, remember seeing this? If you don't, another headline. If you don't want to be saying Speaker Pelosi, then go out and vote. I mean, the enemy, according to Donald Trump in this case, is the lunatic actress and useful idiot from California. Donald Trump, according to the headlines, suggests that if we don't want her as the Speaker of the House, then Americans should get her out of there and ensure that she doesn't win. Then we find out through another headline that Planned Parenthood is funneling money into the Democratic coffers during the election cycle. So he's condemning what he would call the DNC. And then what we find out is Planned Parenthood, instead of being defunded, is now being signed by a bill by Donald Trump to fully fund Planned Parenthood so the coffers of his alleged opposition can continue on doing the things that they're doing. America, wake up for your own good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.